there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
Talking everything St. Louis Blues as we head into the Blues Booth. Presented by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, a proud partner of your St. Louis Blues. Find your perfect new floor at our 4 convenient locations and online at BoardwalkHardwood.com.
Have their last homestand of the regular season starting tomorrow night against the Blackhawks, and then the Hurricanes are in town and the Kraken before the Blues visit Dallas for their final regular season game 1 week from tomorrow night. The TV voice of the Blues, John Kelly, joins us this morning here on the opening drive. JK, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, Randy. How are you?
Good. Hey, what were your impressions of the Blues over the course of the weekend playing so many of the kids, whether by choice or out of necessity? How did you like seeing the kids?
Well, I did. I think it's a good decision, and I think it's also a good decision to play, you know, a kid with a veteran, and that's what they did. They didn't put a line together of just 3 young players. So obviously, Bolduc had a really nice goal in Anaheim on Sunday night, and you know, scoring 11 seconds in, a good shot. And you know, we've only seen him now for whatever 20 games or so, and it's pretty apparent that he has really good hands and has a good shot. And, you know, hopefully can be a goal scorer for this team for many years to come. And I've liked Matthew Kessel from day one, you know, a really good defending player. Matthew has good size and has good one-on-one skills and also can shoot the puck well. So I think it's a matter of time before he finds more offense, and obviously scored his first NHL goal the other night. And, you know, Zach Dean's a player that they've had on left wing a little bit the last couple of games. He's a natural center iceman, but you know, the one thing that sticks out is he has good speed and has pretty good size. So, you know, we haven't really seen a whole lot of him yet. But I think overall, I think the kids have passed with flying colors so far.
Well, JK, the Blues showing some fight this weekend. I'm talking about literal fights here because you saw some scraps going on this weekend with Colton Parayko, surprisingly, against former Blue Klim Kostin. And then also you had Jordan Binnington with a little scrap. What did you think of that?
Well, you know, as far as the one with Parayko, you know, good on Colton Parayko to step up, and also Justin Falk for fighting Luke Cunningham, the St. Louis kid, after his hit on Jake Neighbors. So you got to stick up for each other. And you know, sometimes teams don't do enough of that. And I'm really happy the Blues did that. And as far as Binnington is concerned, the guy lives on the edge. That's all I'll say, because he doesn't pick on little players. You know, he punches Ross Johnston, probably the biggest player on the docks, and lands a really good left. So he, like I said, he doesn't pick his spots. He's a competitive guy. And, you know, I don't think he liked the high stick that Tucker got from Johnston, and good on him for sticking up for his teammate.
John, you mentioned Matthew Kessel, and I love what I've seen out of him and his growth. Obviously, the growth of Jake Neighbors has been significant for this team. So let's advance this a little bit with that growth and how it fits into next season. What do you think about those two and where they may fit going into 24-25?
Well, obviously, you hope that, you know, they can pick up where they left off. And you know, but it's a tough league, Dan, as you know. I mean, Jake Neighbors to me is sort of the exception. You know, it's his third year in the NHL, really first full year, and he's up to, 27 goals. So I think he is probably ahead of the metrics of where you thought he would be. So it's like I said, it's a tough league for young players to come in and establish themselves and dominate. But I think Kessel is a guy that, you know, he played a little bit last year at the end of the season, and now he gets a crack. You know, he was in the minors for a little bit this year. But to me, there's no question that Matthew can come in next year and lock down a spot on defense, you know, whether it's the, you know, the fifth or sixth spot or whatever, maybe more, I don't know. But there's no question that Matthew and Jake in particular are going to have long careers with St. Louis.
Well, Thomas had one of the best games for him for the season this past Sunday, and he snapped a 9-game goal drought. What did you see for him in that game and also just this season for him overall? It's a career year for him.
Yeah, career year now, over 80 points. I think we had a graphic the other night on the show that he is one of only two Blues, including Tarasenko, that has hit the 80-point mark, you know, in the last 20 years or so. So, you know, points are hard to come by in today's NHL. It's not like the old days when, you know, the Brett Hulls of the world were scoring 86 goals and, you know, Gretzky would get 150 points or more every year. It's a harder league to score in right now. So I think Robert had lost his confidence a bit in the prior 2 weeks, not necessarily goal scoring wise, but he wasn't picking up the same number of points that he normally does. But as far as the game on Sunday, every time he was on the ice, the puck seemed to follow him around, and he had one of his best games of the season. So, you know, he's had a great season. Obviously, it's too bad the Blues aren't going to make the playoffs unless something miraculous happens here down the stretch. But Robert obviously has had a good season. I might add also, Brooke, you know, it's a good question, but it's also the first year that Robert's been the number one center iceman. You know, in the past years, it's been Ryan O'Reilly. So that's a big add-on for Robert Thomas, that he's facing the other team's best defensive pair and their best checking center or their best center overall on a nightly basis. And that's a big deal. And I think Robert, for the most part, has handled that really well.
Well, and also, JK, to your point, an elevated leadership role for him where he's wearing the A full-time on his chest.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, how much of a deal that is. You know, if some players probably put pressure on themselves if they're a captain or an assistant captain to lead more, to play better. I'm not sure individually if that, you know, affects Robert, but obviously he is one of the leaders. And if the Blues are going to become a better team down the road and hopefully a playoff team, then he's got to be a big part of that. And he's got to be a big leader.
JK, you were outstanding on the radio filling in for Curbs the other day. I really enjoyed it. I felt like I was listening to your dad again, which was amazing with the inflection and the voice and the things that you were able to do. I'm just curious, when you're on the radio, how much of your dad's influence is there? And did you think about him as you were doing that game?
Well, not really, Dan. You know, I did radio for a number of years in the American League and then, you know, did some radio with St. Louis and even some in Tampa Bay when I went to there in 1992. You know, it took me a period or so to sort of get in the swing because obviously, Dan, as you know, on radio, you have to be a lot more descriptive. But the one thing that my father always taught me was to be very descriptive on radio. You know, right wing, near corner, always identify the player and the team. So that's the one thing that I try to get across the nuts and bolts of radio broadcasting is to be as descriptive as possible. And I really enjoyed working. I've always enjoyed working with Joey Vitale. He's a great analyst, great enthusiasm. And the game we did in Nashville last week, even though the Blues lost, it was one of the better 5-on-5 games of the year. And it was a very entertaining hockey game. So I had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, it was a great job.
Yep.
Really was.
Hey, JK, before we let you go, I want to ask you about another team. And you mentioned it would take a miracle for the Blues to make the playoffs. And Vegas has a chance to be there as the A seed. They got Thomas Hertl finally going for them last night. He had an assist. Petro is still in and out with the illness. But if they have those guys back, Hertl and Petro, and they've got their complement of players, and apparently they're going to get Mark Stone perhaps back for the playoffs too, could you see the A seed Knights making a run at another cup here?
Absolutely. I think on paper, if they're healthy, and I think that's a big question mark, Randy, because you mentioned Mark Stone. He has a lacerated spleen, I believe it is. And, you know, Petro's been in and out of the lineup the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure exactly what he's dealing with. But if you look at that defense that they have with Theodore, Martinez, Trangelo, Hanifin, the player they got from Calgary, and, you know, Nick Hague's a big defenseman in White Claw. That's the best defense in hockey. And they have a good goaltender in Aiden Hill, who another guy that's been hurt in the last month or so. So I think if they can get healthy and put it all together, they could go on a roll. But, you know, we know this, that even though you start the playoffs, you can't just flip a switch in game one and all of a sudden, well, here's our team and we're going to go and we're going to have all kinds of momentum. It's not that easy. It might take a while for that team to find momentum. And in a best of seven series, you might not find it at all, and you could find yourself getting knocked out. But if they do get on a roll and get by that first round and get healthy, I think, to me, they're as good as any team in the NHL.
John Kelly, always good to hear your voice. It'll be good to have you back with the Blues on Bally tomorrow, Blues and Blackhawks, and we will be tuned in.
Okay, Randy, thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. That's John Kelly, TV voice of the Blues and sometimes radio voice of the Blues here on 101 ESPN.